The one last thing I would want to say about non-inferiority in frontline is there's been several studies in the past year looking at radioembolization in patients with advanced disease or patients who progress on TACE and get Y90. So there was the Cervinib study and the SARA study, one done in Asia, one done in Europe, that looked at radioembolization versus sorafenib for these patients. And those studies were negative studies. They were powered for superiority of Y90 over sorafenib. And the results in both studies was sorafenib gave a survival of around 10 months, and Y90 was around 8.5 months, plus or minus. The hazard ratios and confidence intervals were not significant. Some people have interpreted that data as being equivalent, that because there was no significant difference in survival, then they were equivalent studies. But keep in mind, just like in a drug study, you have drug A versus drug B, drug A is supposed to be better. If drug A and drug B have equivalence by numbers, but the confidence intervals are very wide, that's a negative study, drug A will not be approved. For Y90, for some reason, it's been interpreted that these lack of significant difference means equivalence, and that's not the case. These studies were not non-inferiority studies.
The patients in these studies had metastatic disease?
The majority of them had, like, vascular invasion. You know, they became Barcelona C because they had vascular invasion or symptomatic disease. Some of them were still intermediate, but they progressed on TACE. There was some patients who even had extrahepatic disease. You know, there was also a study of sorafenib versus sorafenib and Y90, even for patients with clear advanced disease, with the idea of this debulking in the liver with Y90. And that was a negative study as well.